This Mishnah discusses four sets of relationships and identities that affect whether or not the perpetrator is sent into exile. Number 1. Ha'av golet al yadei ha'ben, v'ha'ben golet al yadei ha'av. The father is exiled to a city of refuge if he unintentionally kills his son, and the son is exiled if he unintentionally murders his father. It seems that the reason the Mishnah needs to state this is because of Abba Shaul's opinion in the previous Mishnah. As we saw, Abba Shaul thinks that if a father kills his son in the course of disciplining him during Torah study, then he does not need to go into exile. Here the Mishnah clarifies that if there was some other context in which the father kills the son, or vice versa, then if that murder was accidental, they do, in fact, go in to exile. Number 2. Hakol golin al yedei Yisrael, v'Yisrael golin al yedeihen, chutz mi'al yedei ger toshav. V'ger toshav eino gole, ela al yedei ger toshav. Everyone is exiled if they unintentionally murder a Jew. And a Jew is exiled if they unintentionally murder anybody else, unless they unintentionally murder a resident alien, a non-Jew who resides in Eretz Yisrael and observes the 7 Noahide laws. This is the rabbinic definition of a ger toshav. And a ger toshav is exiled only if they murder another ger toshav. So what's going on here? The Talmud explains that the Mishnah is grappling with the liminal identity of the resident alien, right? This is a person who does keep certain mitzvot, the 7 Noahide laws, which are prohibitions against idolatry, blasphemy, bloodshed, sexual sins, theft, eating from a living animal. And they also follow the injunction to establish a legal system. But besides that, they don't keep Jewish law. And so they have this liminal status regarding the Jewish legal system. If they were fully non-Jewish, then they would never go into exile, because non-Jews are not subject to the same legal system. And so the Mishnah has to tell us that in the case of accidental murder, a Jew killing a ger toshav does not get banished. In discussing the ger toshav, the Mishnah seems to be grappling with the presence of two verses in Numbers. Verse 35:12 says that these cities of refuge should be lachem, for you. And then verse 15 says that it should be for Israelites and for the ger toshav. This Mishnah seems to see those two verses in tension and therefore splits the verdict regarding the ger toshav. The next case is that of a blind person. The Mishnah reads, Hasuma eno gole, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir omer, gole. A blind person is not exiled. This is a statement of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, they do not go into exile. This too seems to be based on exegesis of a biblical verse. Bamidbar 35:23 talks about how the unintentional murder happens spontaneously and without hatred. Bamidbar 35:23 reads, O b'chol evan asher yamut ba b'lo ra'ot, v'yapel alav v'yamot, v'hu lo ayev lo v'lo mevakesh ra'ato. It states that if a person drops a stone on someone else without seeing them, they are to be banished. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir disagree about the significance of the not seeing. For Rabbi Yehuda, this verse only makes sense when talking about sighted people, because otherwise, what's the significance of not seeing? And therefore, he reads this whole complex of laws as only applying to people with sight. And in fact, this aligns with how Rabbi Yehuda sees blind people in general. He talks about them as not being able to say certain blessings that have to do with sight. So this fits with his overall worldview. Rabbi Meir, on the other hand, reads this a little bit more metaphorically. He thinks that the significance of not seeing is simply to indicate that the murder was accidental. And therefore, if a blind person murders accidentally, they too would go into exile. The fourth and final case the Mishnah brings is that of enemies. It reads, Hasane eino gole. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda omer, Hasane neharag mipnei shehu kemuad. Rabbi Shimon omer, Yesh sone gole, v'yesh sone sheino gole. Ze haklal. Kol shehu yachol lomar ledad harag, eino gole. V'shelo ledad harag, hare ze gole. An enemy is not exiled. Rabbi Yossi says, not only is the enemy not exiled, but they are killed by the court because it is as though they've been forewarned not to perform this action. Rabbi Shimon says, there's an enemy who is exiled and there's an enemy who's not exiled. This is the principle. In any case where you could say that someone killed knowingly, the enemy is not exiled. But if it's clear that they killed unknowingly, then they are exiled, even though they are an enemy. The Machloket here gets to the heart of what it means to kill accidentally. As we've seen a few times, the Psukim both in Bamidbar and Varim talk about how important it is that the perpetrator and the victim were not enemies before the death in order for the perpetrator to go into a city of refuge. So this Mishnah takes up this question and tries to probe its limits. So the Tana Kama says that the enemy simply does not go into exile, a pretty logical statement based on those verses, which emphasize how important it is for the two parties not to be enemies. Rabbi Yossi takes this one step further and says, not only do they not go into exile, they actually get executed. Right? In the Sonez case, it is a case of guilty until proven innocent. Rabbi Shimon takes the middle path and says that maybe there's more burden of proof on the enemy, but if you can really demonstrate that the death was inadvertent, even an enemy may go into exile. This concludes the Mishnah's discussion of what makes a murder accidental. Tomorrow, we'll move on to the Mishnah discussion of how to set up the cities of refuge.